עכשיו, זמן קצת לחשוב יותר, להתחבר קצת. התרגול שעשינו עם הנושא של בית, לעשות קצת clarity about the issue of finding our way back home. What does it mean? In the exercise we did just before, in the meditation we did just before, I suggested a way of looking at the mind, that in a way the mind is escaping from the present moment into habit, which it's used to doing, a kind of escape into controlling the future, thinking of the past, what will be, what I need, what was, the activity of the mind to somehow make, as we were talking before, make the world known and less threatening. And that's basically what thought is, a way of making life less threatening. And it does this by sort of escaping from the present into construction. I need a cup of coffee, I need to do this, I wonder how my husband or my wife or my children are doing, I want all about things and not here in the present. And in that sense we feel lost, we don't feel at home. It's that sense of construction that the Buddha said, I broke the korot gag, I broke the construction. So we keep constructing worlds to make us, to protect ourselves by what will be, by thinking about what will be, by thinking about the world, by planning the world. We are trying to control the world, and we do this by constantly constructing in our minds, and it makes us feel this same agitation, not at peace, not at home. And then we come back home, the home may not be so comfortable, the home may be pain in the back, the home may be whatever, but it's still home. It's still here, I am with myself and my true experience. So what's the journey between homeless and home in terms of our awareness? And there's a very nice little story. It's a Muslim story. And it's about a Muslim man who found himself in prison, and he was very angry, and he wrote to a friend and he said, please send me a parcel with a gun or a screwdriver or a hammer, I want to break the lock and get out of this prison. And he got a parcel after a while, and he opened it, and there was no hammer, no gun, no screwdriver, no tools, just a carpet for prayer. And he was very upset. He threw the carpet into the corner of the room and was angry for 2 weeks. But after 2 weeks, the carpet was sitting there in the corner of the cell, the ta, and he thought, well, okay, maybe I'll use it. So he started to pray 5 times a day, pray to Allah, going down to the carpet, praying 5 times a day. And he prayed and he prayed, and he was miserable and he was depressed that he was stuck in this cell and he couldn't go out. And then one day, when he was very close to the carpet while praying, the first time he began to look at the design in the carpet, woven into the carpet, he was started to notice for the first time, whoa, there's a design here, there's a pattern in the carpet. And the first time he really looked at it, and then it clicked, the pattern woven into the carpet was the design of the lock, and he could open the lock and get out. So we want to free ourselves from the prison, in a way come back home to a bigger, freer home. And our first impulse is to hammer, to lock, I want to break, I need to free, I want freedom, I want to stop, I want to escape, I want to run away, I want to livruach me. And it doesn't really work that well. But if we look carefully, suddenly we find ourselves out of the door. And so there is a subtle thing here. Mindfulness is in a way back home, but much more subtle. It's a way to find ourselves back home without trying to break the lock with a hammer. Why is the problem to break the lock with a hammer? Because it's the same mind that made the lock in the first place. It's the same mind that put us in prison in the first place, which is, I want this, I need that, break this, do this, have to have this, dachuf there, fear, the mind, I'm afraid of this, I must change that, da 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 da, call. All that stuff is the same mind that wants to be free. And it doesn't really work because it's just the same mind. And we had an image before, we were talking about Gan Eden. We were talking a little bit in the break about Gan Eden, and I mentioned that first of all, why we got Girush, talking about Girush mi Abayit, Girush mi Gan Eden, ze mi ha'etz da'at tov l'ra, da'at, mind, busy, asuk im tov l'ra. It's obvious. We go out of Lama, because the mind that's busy with Tov L'Ra is not intellectual thinking about Tov L'Ra, it's Maze Tovli Maze Rali. The mind that is Asuk Mitasek in Tovli Rali is what takes us out of Gan Eden. The mind that is busy with Eitz Chayim, Shizilo, you know, it's not my Chayim, it's Chayim, it's just Chayim itself, which is our bigger home, which is not Tovli Rali. Which is the Girush, is the and how to get back to Gan Eden. And then I was just talking about it yesterday. It's interesting that the cherev, the sword, is a sword, the metapechet, it's going upside down. It's got this sense of sword anyway, is duality, and the sword upside down, God knows what that means, but there's many, but anyway, something there is protecting us. It's not in the world of duality the way we get back to the Gan Eden. It's something holistic. It's some way which is beyond duality. Duality is a nine, the eight tovli rali. This I want, this I don't want, this I want, this. Me and the world is duality. Separation. And what we're talking about, refuge. Refuge is joining, is returning, is being one with, into subjectivity, into being, it's being at one, it's not duality. Into being is not duality, this is Dharma. Dharma is into being, to be with. And be with is not the sword of duality, be with. And in, according to the, you know, this little Muslim story, we just simply find ourselves back in Gan Eden. It's not that we break the walls with a hammer, we just find ourselves there. How? By connecting with the Tree of Life, with the just being with the life, and we did it in meditation, being with this moment, the life, being with the life. So there is a very close connection between the practice of awareness, which is awareness that is free in the moment and is experiencing in the moment real life. We can have a desire, tovli et zeh. But if we are aware of this desire, we are no longer in the tree of Tovli Rali, we are in the tree of life. Because we are just embracing, we are knowing desire is happening now, Tovli is happening now, Rali is happening now. Our mind is actually bigger than Tovli Rali, good or bad. So mindfulness, mindful awareness, I want to talk a little bit about it, why, how it works. It's a main tool in the Dharma. It's a main tool or main method by which we come back to our larger home, to a larger space. And one of the things about this mindful awareness that really helps us is that it's not in the territory of judgment or of choosing what is good for me, what is bad for me, and acting on what is good for me, bad for me, and controlling what I want, what I don't want. It's much more a practice, a holistic or a wider practice of being with, including being with impulse, being with the desire and the angers and the fears, being with containing them in awareness. So the awareness is bigger than the fears that come, the reactions that come, the negativity that comes, the love that comes, the joy that comes, the sadness that comes, the famous poem which I forgot to bring, but it, because I think that everyone must know it now. It's the number one poem of the Vipassana community, of the Dharma community. It's a Rumi's poem of the guest house. And anyone that's been to any course by any of us is going to have this read to them as a sort of but Rumi's poem of the guest house simply says, we are like a guest house. Pundak is a guest house? Pundak. Yeah? Beit Aracha. Malon Orchin, thank you. We are like that. And what we need to do is simply welcome every guest, even if it's something that is difficult for us and that will take away all the furniture in our house, will empty us of things we want. Any guest, we just invite them in to tea. And every guest also comes and goes. No guest really takes up residence in our guest house. Every guest simply comes and goes. So we have an open door policy. When we sit, we have an open door policy. Everyone we treat as a guest. Every anger, every fear, every wanting, every not wanting, they're all guests. They come in, they go out. And we are here, steady, aware, and awake. And that brings us to another place. We have to allow them in. They will always go, but they often come back. They will always go, just simply because our life is changing at every moment. So they'll come in, but just to say the guest, the mitnachel of anger, or something very sticky, like one of the most sticky mitnachelim is shiputiyut v'bikoret. So it's one of the most sticky ones, okay? But if you actually look at it, it seems like it's there all the time, but it comes in and out, but many times keeps coming in again. When something happens in life, then the bikoret occurs, but not when nothing is happening. When you're watching, I don't know what, a wonderful, when you listen to a wonderful piece of music, there's always bikoret. So at that moment, they've gone. Then someone interferes with your music, and immediately bikoret comes, you're back. Okay, in the door and out, in the door and out. What does happen is they keep coming in and out, but that's why it requires practice.
יש ביטוי שנקרא עובר אורח. עובר אורח.
פסר ביי.
אז אפשר להגיד שכל דבר יתקבל כאורח.
כן.
וילך כעובר אורח.
אבל רציתי לדעת, אני לא מבינה, אוקיי, אז אני פרקטיס למה? שהוא כל פעם יחזור ויחזור? כאילו, איך, מה העזרה פה?
You practice being the guest house. When you're the guest house, you are not the visitor, the guest. You are the guest house, you're not the guest. That's an important distinction. Yeah. You're not the guest, you're not the judgment. The judgment is arriving in you as a voice, as a experience you've had in your life, voices that you've had in your life that keep narrativing that you had in your life, they keep da-da-da-da, they keep on. But you're the guest house. You are able to take that. You are able to receive it, and you watch and you see, okay, the voice is there and he's gone. So you're bigger than all these guests.
But if he comes back and back and back, so...
It's the same as what we talked about before. He will come back and back and back, but if you see him in Bhagava Inayim, this guest, every time he comes back, is a little bit smaller. And he comes back for shorter time. You see him, you welcome him, but you're not him. And so he gets smaller and smaller, and in the end he doesn't bother. Or he bothers, but he's so small, he's like a juk that comes in and out. You don't notice him anymore. Yeah, it's okay, I've got a natiya, a tendency, I have a historic tendency, the biographia, to shipudiyut. Okay, I have it, but it's just... okay, ladybird, butterfly, okay.
By exercising, you get to that stage of almost becoming friends with that.
Yes, guest. Absolutely. Yeah. There's a very nice English word. It's respect. I love this word because in Hebrew it doesn't work. This word in respect is kavod, and kavod feels a bit kaved, heavy. Isharacha, but it's similar. But respect in English is the same meaning as kavod, latet kavod. But it comes from the Latin to see is spec, like spectacles, or and re is again, means to look again at something is respect. So it's a very beautiful word, to look again, respect. So you do respect the voice, the guests that come in, ha'orchim, you do respect them. You don't say, poof, you're nothing, you don't shoot them when they come through the door, because you're just then in the same battle as usual. But instead of that, you say, respect, okay, here's the voices, here's the narrative, here's the guests coming in and coming out. Shalom, I look at you, I see you, Gova Inayim, I see what you are voice of judgment, you are voice of anger, you are voice of anxiety, you are dressed in the clothes of Chaseli, or whatever the voice is, or dressed in the clothes of joy, dressed in the clothes of happiness, still comes in and out, still a guest, doesn't matter which kind, but you somehow contain all of these, you're the guest house, you contain all of these visitors. Passers-by, and therefore the guest house feels more and more like a big home, and like a real home. Otherwise you feel homeless. Every time someone comes, they throw you out of your house, like judgment, or you know, just kicks you out of your house. Then you feel this girush, and you feel lost in reactivity, tuguvatiyut, and all of this isuk, isheket. This is a sign of being not in your home. But in your bigger home, these people cannot create the isheket if you see them.
But you have been practicing for several years
Right
now. I mean, does it come naturally, or do you still need to practice? At a certain moment you say, okay, I'm there, I don't need to practice anymore, that's my way of life, I can embrace all those?
All of the guests get smaller and smaller and smaller and less interesting. They never ever disappear completely. Every fear, every guest you have in your life still comes, but pretty invisible then. After a while, through practice, they get lighter and lighter and smaller, and you're more friendly to them and more friendly to them, and they're no longer enemies, and they're no longer shadim, and they turn from shadim to little children with wings, and they are no longer in that position anymore of threatening to dominate you. And as that happens, your guest house becomes much, much bigger in a natural way, because these visitors don't take up all the space anymore. You find yourself able to contain more and more and more and more and more. So the space of home gets bigger and bigger. This is what we're talking about, the refuge. breaking open the prison door, you find your home bigger and bigger and bigger, because you don't identify anymore with these visitors and not busy with them anymore. You're in a much bigger space, and that just continues. Yeah. So it's
you can think about in the beginning you are hosting them in your guest house, but then since you let them feel familiar with the place or welcome in the place, they know how to handle themselves, and then you don't need to host them.
Yes.
They're just there. And
they come and go. That's right.
They're hosting you.
Yeah.
Keeping you hostage.
So it's important to moving to seeing things the way they are is Dharma. One of the ways you can describe or translate Dharma, and it is rather special to Buddhism. Shall we say, I don't like the word Buddhism, but shall we say the Buddhist practice is rather, you can characterize it by a minimum of belief or of belief systems or worship, and more being liberated by seeing things as they are. And that's the name Dharma, actually. One of the best translations of Dharma is the way things are. Yaakov Raz translate this as kachut in Hebrew. That's his word. I don't know if it's a kachut, suchness.
Kachut?
Ken, it's not. I don't think it's a Hebrew word, but it's kachut. Yeah.
Kachaze.
Ken. Ken, this is Yaakov Raz's Hebrew version of suchness. Kachazeh, but it's not just kachazeh, because it's more than that. It's really meeting the things as the reality of things, rather than your fantasies about them, or your filters about them, or your interests in them, or again, the tree of Tov Lirali, about everything that comes through the eyes and the ears and the mouth. And this needs a certain surrender. It needs a certain letting go. It needs a certain amount of surrender. And it is surrender, or hitmasrut, feels by the ordinary mind that is filtering what's good for me, tovli rali, tovli rali, hitmasrut, it doesn't feel good. It feels like I lost power somewhere. But with the perspective of the guest house, you realize that surrender, yeah, let him come, let him come, let him come, actually is gaining power. Surrender is power. It gives you power, because you're not struggling. When you're struggling with every small thing, you end up in the battle constantly. When you're not struggling, there's a process of surrendering to the reality, being with the reality, you're actually out of the battle. And you're in a place of much more power. You're in and that's where you find a home, a new home. Yeah. Hitmasrut or
Kniya.
Kniya. Hitmasrut is probably better than it's not. Kniya is not giving up. Oh, I have no. It's an active thing. Surrendering is active, actually. Hitmasrut is active. Hitmasrut lemashayesh. Right? It's active. I'm not fighting mashayesh. I am containing it. I am with it. I am not fighting it. Hmm? Yeah, it is. It is, but it's active. You're in charge, actually, when you're surrendered. Dafka, I read a beautiful description about this. It's not relevant now, but there's a wonderful book by Ken Wilber and Treya Wilber about Treya Wilber's process with her cancer. And this is a book is called Grace and Grit. And it's not translated to Hebrew, but people keep saying they want to translate it, and no one yet did it. Called Grace and Grit. and it's about her process of cancer and her dying. And it's such a beautiful book. And in there she said, surrender is so sweet. Exactly what you said, Lilach. Surrender is sweet. Because actually, it brings me back to power. I have my choice to surrender. Surrender is a kind of empowerment rather than a giving up. And I invite the reality.
Grit as in dirt?
Well, it's the same word as grit as dirt and grit as omets. Uh-huh. It's the same word.
Like, as
I am grit. G-R-I-T. I-T, yeah. Grit means G-R-I-T, yeah. It's also, grit is also a sort of, I don't know where, old English word for omets, courage. So it's important that you if you want to really look at the practice of this, that you notice that what we're practicing, when we did practice together, and we practice in retreat, or we practice in this journey, especially the Dharma journey, is expanding our awareness to contain whatever comes, to surrender to what is in an active way, not to try and select what is good for me, bad for me, to not to judge in the practice, to reduce judgment. I am good, I didn't do it. You try and reduce that, to quieten a little bit the tendency in nitya to judgment, to measure what we experience, what we don't experience, just to get into another mind, which is a mind of open receptiveness, respect, looking again at everything, looking carefully at everything. Respect the demons and the angels. Respect the rose and the thorns. Then take with both. And that way, in a way, we find ourselves in another place. And that place is the place of protection. And that's why it's important to link it with home. Because what you can say, well, it's nothing to do with home. It is to do with home. Why is it to do with home? Because it's a shirion, it's like shirion pnimi. It's not a shirion chitzoni. It's a shirion pnimi. It's much more like this kind of protection I talked about before, which is the basket or the zchuchit, that things can pass through us and they don't destroy us. Let the guests come in and out. They don't destroy us. Let the anger come in and out. It doesn't destroy us. It is protection, but it's much more subtle. Much more. It's not shirion. It's not the door, and a choma. Which why we're in prison is because, like I said before, because we need protect. We keep wanting to protect ourselves, so we build walls, and then we find ourselves in prison. And habits, needs, this, reaction, reactivity, and then all our life we're busy with it, and then we die. So kind of, we need to get somewhere else. And the awareness takes us to another place. And when we do this, as we see, we are not the content. We are the guest house and not the guests. We are not the content. We experience again and again and again the consciousness as free to receive, instead of identifying with the izdahot im ha'inyanim im ha'sipurim im ha'bayot im ha'zein. Livkom lizdahot im kol oreach, we are free lekabel ha'oreach haba, chol yot kelev she'over, chol yot tzipur, chol yot tzlil, chol yot tzlil shel telefon shehaya lanu, chol yot mashu na'im, chol yot mashu lo na'im, יכול להיות לידה, יכול להיות מוות. לא משנה. We're a free mind that will, and that's our bigger home. That's the Buddha mind. That's the refuge in the Buddha. So it does, because it protects us. We are less fragile. Pachot pagim shavirim, but very vulnerable in a way. With our vulnerability, not the protection im chumot, but open. Things can touch us all the time. They touch us. Things can touch us. We cry, we laugh, we cry, we laugh. It's okay. But something, we cannot be destroyed. So it is a home, but much more subtle. And the way to it is with the awareness. And this way, we find that in the end, everywhere is home. All the world is home. We keep finding ourselves back at home. All the world is home because it's us. We are there, we are in it. Everything comes and goes, we are part of it. This sense of belonging doesn't need any more walls. Doesn't need boundaries, doesn't need conditions, doesn't need the guests to be nice ones. As long as if we receive all the guests, whether they're nice or not nice, tovli rali, doesn't matter. Therefore, the whole world, whatever happens, becomes home for us. Sense of belonging is home. What's the ultimate sense of belonging? Merging with the world, that's belonging. Means the world is us and we are the world. It's interesting, there's a very nice sutta from Buddhist sutta's text, the Sutta of the Logs, it's called, Bule Eight. And the sutta basically said that our spiritual practice, or our interest in inner practice, will take us downstream to the ocean, just like the logs go down the stream, down the river, to the ocean. And they are a lot of bule eights. Just like bule eights go down the stream, down the river, eventually to the ocean. You don't have to do so much. You don't have to drive them. They go by themselves, providing they don't get stuck on this bank or the other bank. This bank or this what's a bank? Gada Azeh is the self, and Gada Azeh is the world. If the Bule Eights don't get stuck on self or world, they'll reach the ocean by themselves. You don't have to do so much. Very nice sutta. And since we belong to the universe, we are part of it. We cannot be anything other than it. Only our mind, which is busy with tovli rali, makes ourselves separate from the universe. But we have to be the water, and like I said, the water and the chamtan and the body and the mind is all part of the world. So we're already at home. We are home anyway. It's just that we forget. So the free mind that is able to be bigger than the content will find itself at home. Because it just finds itself in the truth of being with the world, with the world and me as being one thing. I want to read this poem that I sent you all, and I don't know whether it got to you. Mm-hmm. Nothing got to you? Because probably the computer burnt. So, I'm afraid. So, let me read it to you. I sent you some stuff actually that I don't think it arrived, but it will later on. Oh, where is it? Oh, here it is. It's called Wild Geese. Wild Geese by Mary Oliver, you know it? Yeah. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the fields and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over, announcing your place in the family of things. And a small poem that I wrote that I'd like to just read to you. It's called Beyond Maps. I put away all maps. I stopped asking for directions. I found myself back home after endless migrations. Why couldn't I find it before? Because I was looking out of it. So, anything from you? Responses? Maybe anyone would like to say something? Yofi. No, I'll say Yofi. I'm not sure you have it. Tada. That's a nice idea. Yeah. Yeah. Why shall I just cut out again?
חשבתי לעשות עוד קצת תנועה. אם מתאים לכם, והאמת שהרעיון של סרנדר מאוד מתאים. אז אם אתם רוצים קצת.
כמה דקות, כן. Thank you.
נהיינו זוגי ואז נהיינו איזו. אז תמצאו לכם בן זוג ו... תודה רבה.
תודה לכולם.
תודה.
נסיעה טובה.
תודה רבה.
ביי.
אז תמצאו לכם בן זוג. בת זוג. כן, זה בזוגות, ומישהו יכול להיות איתי, ואז... וגם הגיל אז בתרגיל הזה יש מוביל ומובל, לכן הרעיון של סרנד הוא רלוונטי. אז מובילים, תפתחו את זה.